With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration reportedly hitting the pause button on all federal financial aid, with the exception of Social Security and Medicare. The Trump administration vowing to investigate the use of your money to pay for abortions.
The Department of Health and Human Services announced this week that it's launching an investigation into all programs to ensure no taxpayer money is spent on elective abortions. Republicans have long railed against the millions of dollars that flow every year to Planned Parenthood and its clinics, which offer abortions, among other services. Federal law prohibits taxpayer dollars from paying for most abortions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has signed an executive order ending DEI in the military. He's also ordering the reinstatement of thousands of service members discharged for refusing the COVID vaccine. There is development of a policy on transgender troops, and Mr. Trump is ordering work on a missile defense system for the U.S. Sounds like House Speaker Mike Johnson not shedding any tears over this.
The Democratic Party is in disarray. They have no obvious leader. They have no obvious vision or agenda. Their platform has to be rewritten whole cloth, and they don't exactly know how they're going to wander in this wilderness for the next couple of years.
Johnson speaking at a Republican gathering in Florida. At that event, President Trump urged the GOP to stand behind his crackdown on illegal immigration. Also at SRNNews.com, the president says American tech firms need to take notice of a more powerful, less expensive artificial intelligence model.
The release of DeepSeek AI from a Chinese company should be a wake-up call for our industries that we need to be laser-focused on competing to win.
Scott Bessent is America's new Treasury Secretary, confirmed by the Senate, a vote of 68 to 29. Wall Street, Dow futures are up 18 points. This is SRN News. President Trump reinstates two pro-life rules.
The Hyde Amendment limits taxpayer funding of abortions in this country, and the Mexico City policy denies U.S. money to any foreign entity that performs or promotes abortions. President Biden rescinded both of those rules after he came to the White House as part of a larger strategy to promote abortion. In fact, Mr. Trump had to revive the amendment and the policy when he first took office back in 2017 after his predecessor, Barack Obama, had killed them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
This week's commemorations marking the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp are also a reminder of how few Holocaust survivors are still alive to tell their stories. There is a somber awareness that there will be far fewer in the future, even as new wars and horrors make their stories as relevant as ever. As living memory fades, the mission of remembering falls to the next generation and key institutions. This is SRN News. President Trump says Microsoft is among the U.S. companies looking to take control of China-owned TikTok. That could enable the popular app to avoid an effective ban in the U.S. It could kick in April. 170 million TikTok users in the U.S. For Book Lovers, a novel about Huck Finn and from Jim's point of view, receives new acclaim.
Its simple title is James. It's Percival Everett's reworking of the adventures of Huckleberry Finn from the point of view of Jim, Huck's enslaved traveling companion, in their journey down the Mississippi River. It's already received two prestigious awards and is a finalist for a third. Its latest recognition comes from the American Library Association, which awarded James the Carnegie Medal for Excellence in Fiction. Kevin Fedarko's A Walk in the Park, the true story of a spectacular misadventure in the Grand Canyon, was chosen for nonfiction. George Williams reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Rich Thomason.